bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Malik. Biden announced on Friday that he'll be canceling $7.4 billion in student loans for 277,000 borrowers. This latest wave of relief will help those on the SAVE plan, alongside other repayment and forgiveness programs. Biden announced that more than 30 million Americans will receive relief due to revised plans to cancel student debt. The Department of Education stated that these new plans will automatically cancel debt for borrowers, eliminate student debt over the next 20 years, and will help those in programs or experiencing any other hardships. Biden ensures the American people that he will continue his fight in canceling student debt.
I will never stop to deliver student debt relief on hardworking Americans, and it's only in the interest of America that we do it. And again, it's for the good of our economy. It's growing stronger and stronger, and it is. By freeing millions of Americans from this crushing debt of student debt, it means they can finally get on with their lives instead of their lives being put on hold.
Audio provided by CBS. Colorado reproductive rights advocates have reached the amount of signatures needed for proposed legislation to protect abortion in their constitution on the Colorado ballot in November. More than 225,000 registered voters signed due to the efforts of Coloradans for Protecting Reproductive Freedom leadership in this cause. The amount of signatures surpassed the number of required signatures, which is 124,000. It is required that the signatures include 2% of registered voters in every state's Senate district. The group announced on Friday that they met the requirements needed in each district except for three, but they are more than confident that they will meet those requirements as they only need less than 100 signatures from each of the three districts. Vice President Kamala Harris weighs in on the decisions made in Arizona.
Weigh a woman's most fundamental right, the right to make decisions about her own body. This decision by the Arizona State Supreme Court now means the women here, live under one of the most extreme abortion bans in our nation. No exception for rape or incest, prison time for doctors and nurses, and abortion made illegal before most women even know they're pregnant.
Audio provided by CBS. Colorado is one of the 11 states that could have abortion rights on the ballot for the 2024 elections. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Malik.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.